Oh, wow.
Busy. Got a little busy, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did. Jeez. Well, and I have to apologize to John Nichols. I mean, we finished up the interview, and he went, what, no Jethro trivia? So I apologized to the councilman, and I told him that we'll allow him to play Jethro trivia the next time. We just we didn't have time.
We'll make sure it's a really good one.
And we will. And today was a really good one. You know, it really was. It's one that we, the three of us, already know, but our guest might not.
Good. So then we would get it right, and they would get it wrong.
Something like, well, they might get it right, too, but we would be assured of getting it right. And so we'll see. We'll save that and see how it works out.
That always makes you feel better, even when you cheat.
That's right. Just as long as you win. After all, a lie is as good as the truth as long as the customer believes it.
Absolutely.
All right, so not your typical home burglary. A Florida woman called police to notify them that someone had stolen her driveway. She drove onto her drive the other night.
The whole thing?
Yeah, something like that. Felt a bump. And when she got out of the car, she saw that 300 square feet of brick pavers were gone.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they were there when she left the house that morning. Witnesses say they saw two men digging up the pavers, but thought nothing of it because construction workers are also, you know, present because they're doing some work on the property there. Yeah, okay. I guess so. Just your neighbors are supposed to, you know, if you see something, say something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Call them at the house. Call them at their job and go, hey, listen, by the way.
Y'all have anybody coming out to fix your driveway?
Do a little work there. The Parents Television Council says the AMC hit show The Walking Dead should not be shown to children. Duh. Duh.
That's an update.
Yeah. The problem, according to the PTC, that's the Parents Television Council, is that the show's TV-14 rating, which says the zombie drama should not be seen by kids under 14, often ignored by parents. Well, if your parents are idiots, we can't help that, okay? Ah. And that does. That bugs me when you go to an R movie.
And you see kids.
And you see
me too.
Kids. I just, you want to just turn around and smack them on the head and say, what are you doing? We must have said something wrong. Hello?
I had a professor one time at a religious school, which will remain nameless, that used to say, a lie is an abomination to the Lord and an ever-present help in time of need.
Hello?
Hey, I want to give you guys a quick kudos to how you handled that flash in the sky last Friday.
Oh, okay.
My wife also called a local TV station minutes after that happened, you know, this little 2 or 3 second flash in the sky. Yeah. And then your viewers are going to get a laugh out of this to start their Friday. And apparently she was talking to an intern, and she goes, the intern said, you know, to my wife, you know, this is the second call we received. We did go out after the first phone call. I found my supervisor, and we walked outside, but we didn't see anything, so we decided not to report it.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. There you go. Yeah.
If we didn't see it, it didn't happen. Yeah. And again, yeah, that was great, good fun. The callers helped us at least get, you know, a geographic perspective on this thing.
I never knew that depending on what angle you were at, you would see a different color.
Yeah, because obviously we heard blue, green, and I've talked to a lot of people about it. But
and orange, too.
Yeah, some pictures up in the Metroplex where the sky was clear obviously was a different view of what we saw.
Sure.
We got to see it, you know, diffused because of the clouds, kind of neat. Okay, so the Hatfields and McCoys, such a big hit for the History Channel.
That was a great show.
They're talking about developing a reality series.
Oh, good God.
Okay. It was a reality series, okay?
If it's historical, how can it be?
It happened. Why do we need a reality series?
Like
anyway.
Reenacting makes more sense, but reality, that's totally... Yeah.
Well, they're developing a reality series which would give people an up-close look at the family's descendants. See, there's a lawyer in here. So you dig down far enough, there's some lawyer who's a talent agent who's going, all right, let's strike while the fire's hot, or the iron's hot. Let's go. Let's make this thing. The original series pulled an average $14 million. That's pretty good. And got 5 Emmys. The Hollywood Reporter says now the History Channel has decided to find out what's happened since the 2003 truce between the two families. And we're told...
If it's a truce, ain't nothing happened.
Yeah, well... The History Channel has already ramped up a similar 6-hour miniseries about the Texas Rangers as a follow-up to the Hatfields and McCoys for this season.
Now, see, Texas Rangers at least sounds potentially...
Well, yeah, but again, are they going to be truthful? I mean,
Well, I mean, we still have Texas Rangers.
Yeah, we do. That's
they do exactly tornado right. kicks.
Tornado King?
Haven't you ever seen Walker, Texas Ranger?
Oh, you know what?
I'm making a joke.
Oh, I see. Now, you know, I never watched Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, well, you need to see at least a couple episodes.
Well,
you can watch them at my new house. We'll have Walker, Texas Ranger family night, and we'll play games. I'll go and buy some games from Jackie's Toys and stuff.
Books, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Toys and stuff. I like that. Tell Jackie she's going to have to change the name of the company.
Start the Texas Ranger thing without me, and I'll show up later, but that's okay. Okay. All right. Now, you remember the ABC News documentary about pink slime?
Yes.
Okay, which is what the report called the meat from a processing plant in South Dakota. One of the people who worked for the plant is now suing ABC's Diane Sawyer and the TV network, guy Jamie Oliver, and a slew of others claiming that the report was not true and that Oliver's and others used their TV shows and social media blogs to make untrue statements and trash the company. Bruce Smith tells Deadline.com says that Bruce Smith is looking for $70,000 in damages. And, you know, and I have a friend who is in the agriculture business, in the beef cattle business, and said, truth be told, pink slime is pretty good stuff when you talk about high concentration protein. It is one of the best ways to get a high concentration of protein. But because the media, that's us, want to call it pink slime, that makes it sound bad. And it's not bad stuff. It's not bad stuff. It, in fact, gives you, again, more protein than just the meat itself.
Well, the thing that they said is basically they've developed a process because we've got the equipment now to do it that gets all the meat.
Right.
So
right.
There's, I mean, it's not only that, it's extending what would have been just thrown away.
Exactly, would have been used for dog food or something.
Right.
Hello, you have to wait on us. I'll get to you. Yeah, it would have been used for something else. But, unfortunately, the media has taken that, and now let's see where we are. Okay. We've talked about this, actually, earlier today with Leon Panetta getting transportation home to California any weekend that he wants it. How much does the presidency they're calling it the royal presidency, and I'll show you some numbers. I'll have some numbers for you in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Toast your marshmallows.
Hello, thank you for calling Toyota. Toyotathon is on. Biggest sales event of the year. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Tornado love.
Excuse me?
Am I the ninth caller?
Sir, this is your local Toyota dealership. You've called during Toyotathon.
Okay. So this isn't the radio station?
Nope. This is Toyotathon, the longest-running sales event out there. 34 years now.
Okay, so I'm also guessing I didn't win tickets to the Cheese Monkeys.
No, sorry. But here's something that will be music to your ears. There's no better time than Toyotathon to save money on a reliable and dependable Toyota.
Wow, I like the idea of saving money.
And?
It is music to my ears.
And?
And, I wouldn't have to call radio stations to win concert tickets.
You catch on fast.
Toyotathon is on, the one event you don't want to miss. Right now, you can lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for $289 a month for 36 months with $3,339 due at signing. Call 800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offers end 1-7-2013.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Okay, here we go. Guy in England been banned from watching live sporting events because he looks too much like Jesus.
What?
Nathan Grindle, he's 33, was a spectator at a televised professional darts event. Darts. You ever seen darts on TV?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's the announcer for that guy. For yeah. Those is nuts.
Well, the color guy's great, though, because he tells you exactly what they need to do, and then they go and do it, which is, you know, I don't get it, but that's fine. Anyway, so what happened was he's spotted by the crowd, and they start chanting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, really?
Nobody even knows what Jesus looked like.
I know, but they think they do. So officials stepped into, put an end to the distraction. Six bouncers escorted Nathan from the premises and led him to a nearby bar where they bought him a beer and told him not to come back to the event. He said, I didn't go to the darts dressed as Jesus. I went as me. You see, and I guarantee you, those people who started chanting Jesus had probably had a pint or two. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were they're playing darts. Of course they had a pint or two.
Hey, it looks like Jesus. So what do? They start chanting Jesus. All right. The wait is over. iPhones users, Google has at last released its standalone Maps app for iOS, available as a free App Store download. In a blog post announcing the release, Google boasts that it has redesigned the app from the ground up. Looks, it says here, sharper looking vector-based map that loads quickly and proves smooth in tilting and rotating with 2D and 4D views. Yeah, if you'll remember, they did a really crappy job of the first one. They had like a bridge going into a river or into a building or something. I mean, they had screwed it up big time.
Yeah,
so,
it was not good. Yeah.
So now it's all better, so you can go do that. All right, so we always talk about the British royal family and how they are royalty and how expensive it is for them. They cost so much to do this. The British royal family costs less than $60 million each year. By contrast, Barack Obama and his family cost the taxpayers, you ready? $1.4 billion a year. That'd be $1.4 billion.
He travels more and plays more golf.
And when the president travels around the country on his campaign, he's obliged to, of course, take Air Force One. He must do that. His party reimburses taxpayers with the cost of a first-class ticket. One per passenger, okay? But that's really far less than what it really cost. Much of the money spent on Obama's family goes to perks like entertainment and household expenses. For example, the White House contains a movie theater, which is manned by projectionists 24 hours a day in case one of the family feels like a trip to the cinema.
I need that job.
24 hours a day. And even the Obama's dog, Bo, cost the taxpayers thousands of dollars. A handler reportedly paid over $100,000 a year
to take care of the dog.
To take care of the dog. I'll tell you a story about when Gerald Ford was president. He had a dog in the White House, and the dog squatted and pooped right there on the carpet. And a Secret Service guy went to clean it up, and Ford said, no. A man should clean up after his own dog.
And God bless Gerald Ford.
Yep, and the leader of the free world got a paper towel and picked it up and did it himself. Just look how far we've come. Look how far we've come. And another huge presidential outgoing, according to the author of this book, Robert Keith Gray, who, by the way, was a staffer for four presidents, comes the form of staff members who are appointed by the commander-in-chief as his own at his own personal discretion. There are 226 members of Obama's staff apparently paid over $100,000 a year. And the president can increase their salaries anytime he wants to. Again, that'd be 226 members of Obama's staff apparently making $100,000 a year. And again, $100,000 in Washington, not the same as it might be here, but it's still a lot of money.
To take care of a dog.
Well, yeah. Well, no, the 226 are doing other stuff too. But I mean, yeah, but one of them is that. And then again, how much do the projectionists make? Because what are they doing when they're not projected? You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's a job that's a full-time gig. Seems to me like you could call somebody in if you needed to.
Or learn how to run it. It can't be that hard.
Get a remote, punch play.
Something.
Hi,
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M will put its 7-1 mark on the line against Oklahoma, a 6-2 ball club coming up tomorrow in Oklahoma City. The broadcast on this radio station will start at 12:30. That game tips at 1. It will be played in Oklahoma City. And again, a 6-2 ball club is Oklahoma. Most recent game, they lost to Arkansas, an SEC team, at Arkansas, 81-78. Most recent for the Aggs, of course, was a 62-54 win over Stephen F. Austin. A whole week off to get ready for OU. How important was that for the team? Here's head coach Billy Kennedy.
It's really good because you get to add some things offensively and kind of maybe give a different look against Oklahoma that you wouldn't have the chance if you had games all week because you're preparing for games. So we've got to get better in a lot of areas, and it's good preparation time for the OU game.
Texas A&M head coach Billy Kennedy. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
All right, there you go. About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, the best films of 2012, according to the AFI. That's like the American Film Institute.
Ah.
I don't know if they know anything better than the rest of us. But
the AFI.
The AFIs. We got Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, The Dark Knight Rises, Django Unchained, or Django Unchained? I don't know how that's pronounced. Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Moonrose Kingdom, Silver Linings Playbook, and Dark 30.
You know what I'm excited about?
Huh.
The Hobbit came out last night at midnight.
Why weren't you there?
Because I work early in the morning.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, I had something on that.
Thinking of going with my cape on.
Are you going to dress up?
Why not? Oh, just totally nerd out and embrace the culture.
That's it. Well, yeah, I had something on it, but and it's the only big thing that's being announced, released this weekend, so I guess that would
finally
make
I'm
sense.
On top of things. Huh?
There you go. That's it. That pop culture. You could be our expert. We could have a Hobbit report. No, we used to do that, Cat, a long time ago, and I forget what it was. Maybe when American Idol came out the first time, because none of us watched American Idol. We had a listener who would call in, and we would chat with them once a week.
Oh, well, now that's cool.
Yeah, so we might do that.
Strangely enough, I did the same thing.
There you are. 1902, the commercial Pacific Cable